This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in London for a NATO summit. As he was leaving, he complained about a House panel holding an impeachment hearing while he's out of the country. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The House Judiciary Committee will have its first hearing Wednesday while the president's in London for a NATO summit.
This was set up a year ago.
Complaining Democrats picked that exact time to have a hearing during what he says is one of the most important trips presidents make. The White House has refused a committee invitation to take part in the hearing, which will feature testimony from legal experts. That, combined with an Intelligence Committee report on the probe so far, could lay the groundwork for potential articles of impeachment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A trade deal between China and the United States has stalled after the U.S. passed legislation backing protesters in Hong Kong. That's according to news website Axios, citing a source close to the Trump negotiating team. Eve Johnson has more.
A so-called Phase One deal between the world's two largest economies had originally been expected by the end of November. A trade deal could have averted another round of U.S. tariffs set to hit Chinese products on December 15th. But now, things are looking shaky. According to Chinese state media on Sunday, Beijing wants more from the deal than just avoiding new duties. The Global Times reported that top priority would be removing existing tariffs. People close to the White House have told Reuters that a Phase One deal isn't looking likely until the new year.
That's Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. U.S. President Trump is accusing Argentina and Brazil of hurting U.S. farmers through currency manipulation. He says he'll slap tariffs on their steel and aluminum imports. Also, President Trump has urged the Federal Reserve to prevent countries from gaining an economic advantage by devaluing their currencies. You're listening to VOA News. The annual climate change meeting opened today in Madrid. Democratic members of Congress attending the conference say the U.S. remains committed to the Paris Climate Accord, despite President Trump's decision to withdraw from the agreement. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told an audience at this year's UN climate meeting in Madrid that we're still in it. Pelosi, who led the delegation of more than a dozen members of Congress to the Spanish capital, said climate change poses a threat to public health, the economy, and national security. The congressional group is separate from the official U.S. delegation at the COP25 conference. The U.S. technically remains a member of the Paris Accord until November the 4th, 2020. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The families of the two British victims in the London Bridge stabbing on Friday have released statements to pay tribute as well as to request privacy. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
The families of the two people killed in London on Friday have released heartfelt tributes. Saskia Jones and Jack Merritt were fatally stabbed in an attack on London Bridge. They were involved in a prisoner rehabilitation conference, which their attacker had also been attending. The family of Jones said the 23-year-old had a wonderful thirst for knowledge and a great passion for providing invaluable support to victims of criminal injustice. Merritt's family described him as thoughtful and empathetic while working towards helping people in the criminal justice system. They also said the 25-year-old would not want the attack, quote, to be used as a pretext by the government for introducing even more draconian sentences on prisoners or for detaining people in prison for longer than necessary. The attacker, identified as Usman Khan, had been convicted of terrorism in 2012, but was let out early.
That's Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. An online site raising money to help koalas displaced and injured in Australia's bushfire crisis has become one of the country's most successful charity campaigns. From Sydney, Phil Mercer has more.
An animal hospital in New South Wales set up the GoFundMe online campaign with a target of $17,000 to buy automatic drinking stations for distressed koalas. It has, though, raised more than $1.2 million. Donations have come from around the world, including the US, Britain, New Zealand and Germany. Sue Ashton, the president of the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital, says the fundraising effort has been incredible. Dozens of koalas have been brought to the hospital for treatment since the fire crisis began. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.